With the 16th pick in the 2015 NFL Draft, the Houston Texans select Kevin Johnson, defensive back, Wake Forest.
Kevin, it was a year ago that I sat with you for the first time right after the Texans drafted you, and you're brand new to the NFL, and right. here you are a year later. You know, what's this rookie season been like for you?
It was a real good experience. I feel like I learned a lot, you know, learning from the best, getting experience on the field, just the entire environment, you know, living on my own in Houston. It was just a big learning experience, and I felt like I did a pretty good job, and I'm excited about next year.
Compared to maybe what you had envisioned the NFL to be, how different was it from how it actually was?
Yeah, I feel like I had a pretty good idea because I had like my best friend. He was a year older than me. He plays in the NFL. So I had a pretty good idea of how it was going to be, but, you know, of course, every team is different. I feel like our team is, you know, a lot more like family-oriented than what I had heard the NFL was like. So I would say it's a good thing.
What do you think was the biggest surprise for you?
I would just have to say how exciting game day was, I would say. You know, I knew it was going to be exciting, you know, being out there on the field. But, you know, just the environment of an NFL game, like the whole atmosphere, I felt like that, you know, is something that I wasn't really expecting.
Everyone talks about the speed of the NFL, but how much of a whirlwind was it to go from preparing for the draft to off-season training to training camp to preseason and going through all that?
Oh yeah, it was like a blur. Like for me, thinking back on it now, just, you know, ending my senior year and then going straight to training for the combine, and then going to the combine, then doing workouts and doing visits, and then right out, and then the draft, and then 5 days after the draft, being in Houston and practicing. It was just a whirlwind, and you know, it's a tough transition, and I'm happy that I'm a year two so I can get to, you know, do the things I want to do getting ready for it.
What do you think was the most challenging part of that whole whirlwind of a first year for you?
I would say the most challenging part is, you know, you don't really realize it at the time, but because you're doing all, like, the interviews and the combine stuff, you don't actually get to actually train for football. It's like the actual game itself. So, you know, you're training for like the 40-yard dash and things like that. So when you hit the NFL, you definitely gotta, you know, pick up that pace. And then being in Houston, that heat was a little adjustment too.
Everyone talks about the rookie wall, but how much of an issue was that for you, or was it an issue, the fact that now you're playing in December and January when you normally you'd be done for the season?
Right. I'd definitely say I felt it. I definitely felt the rookie wall towards the end of the season. I just felt like I felt like I was a zombie sometimes, but, you know, but your love for the game kind of gets you through that.
You say you felt like a zombie, but coaches and players have all said that you fit in really well with the locker room when it came to getting along with veterans or rookies, offense or defense. What advice do you have for this next batch of incoming rookies to fit in the locker room?
I'll just tell them to come in and be themselves, and not to feel entitled to anything, and come in and you know, just work hard and earn your respect from your teammates and your coaches. And I think people on the team and the coaches as well and everyone in the organization will respect that more, you know, rather than coming and feel like, you know, something's going to be given to you or anything like that. Just coming in and working hard and earning your respect and proving the kind of player that you are.
Coaches often say that the biggest jump for players is sometimes from year one to year two. Mm-hmm. What about you? What are you most looking forward to in year two?
I'm looking forward to everything in year two, and I feel like I know exactly what I need to do to, you know, to be the best teammate and try my best to help the team win. You know, I have my goals as far as, you know, what I want to be next year, the type of player I want to be. So I'm just excited to be the best player I can be.